We're from Choice Ireland, and we thank everybody from whatever group they're from for coming here today. We know that Miss Dee appreciates the support that everyone can give her. A member of Choice Ireland spoke to her on Thursday down in the forecourts, and she said she was very appreciative of the support. And her case is continuing, and they'll be hearing again on Monday. And we'd appreciate if anybody could go down again on Monday. We'll be there from 10:30 to show our support for her. Miss Dee is a 17-year-old girl in state care, and when she found out she was pregnant, she was prepared to have that baby. She'd bought baby clothes and nappies and everything else, and with her boyfriend who's supporting her. And when she found out that that baby was severely malformed, it was an awful day for her, and it was an awful decision, an awful choice for her to have to make to have an abortion. But that was taken out of her hands by the hospital who took her scans for a social worker, and the HSC who took those to the Gardaí and said that she had to stay. And now she's going through this awful trauma of the court case, being dragged through it. I'll just say a little bit about Choice Ireland, that we're a campaigning group. We campaign solely around the issue of choice. We're not affiliated with any political organisation. And we do resent the fact slightly that political organisations might take this take an opportunity here to push their political agendas. We do have a petition going around to support Miss Dee. We ask you to sign that one, and also to leave us your contact details on our petition, which is not in any stand, but is just being walked around, to leave us your contact details and get in contact with Choice Ireland if you want to become involved in this issue. However, we do also commend the bravery of political organisations who do come out on this issue and say that they are pro-choice, because there are very few. Choice Ireland has been active since January of this year, and we've been campaigning on different issues, and we'll have a speaker to say a little bit about one of our campaigns. As I said, we're non-affiliated to any political organisations, and you can leave us your contact details, please do. Choice Ireland are a feminist organisation. Feminist organisation, that stands on its own without any politics attached to it. We don't believe that feminism is a dirty word, and we want to reclaim that word for ourselves. We see reproductive freedom as a critical element of women's liberation. Women will not be free in Ireland until they have control over their own bodies. So we have a couple of speakers today. I guess we have Alliance for Choice, Sian, if you want to speak first. Then we'll have a speaker from Choice Ireland. And after that, someone will read out a statement from Doctors for Choice and from Psychologists for Choice. And we thank you all for your patience and your support. And again, the petitions are going around. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Hi, how are you? I was in the pro-choice movement when I was 15 years old, when a girl who was only a year younger than myself at the time was subjected to a terrible ordeal at the hands of the state, and that case has become known as the X case. We are in the midst of a general election at the moment, and politicians are continuously telling us how wealthy our society is, how sophisticated our society is, and how much progress we have made in the last 20 years. But what about the thousands and thousands of women who have been forced to go abroad every year to access a medical treatment that they should by rights be allowed to have here in Ireland? But at least they were able to resolve their crisis pregnancies. There are so many women still in this country, vulnerable women, who cannot access the same service abroad. And we're talking about women living in poverty, women refugee and asylum seekers, women in abusive relationships, or young women who live outside of Dublin and don't actually have access to the sort of information that we have here in the capital. And of course, the all too familiar story at this stage, which is young women in direct care of the HSC or the state. In my own work over the years, I've met many of these women who are in these hard situations, who are very, very vulnerable. It's only very recently I was talking to a woman who lives in poverty, and had borrowed money from a loan shark to be able to go to Britain to have an abortion. And she couldn't afford the repayments of the loan shark and ended up getting very, very badly beaten up. And that is not an isolated case. This is happening all the time in this country. Abortion is a medical issue. It is a matter that should be decided between a woman in consultation with her own doctor. And it's as simple as that. It is a medical issue. So at a very, very minimum, We are calling for legislation in line with the X case ruling. But ultimately, if a woman is to decide when and if she wants to have children, we have to repeal the Eighth Amendment and introduce safe, legal and accessible abortion in Ireland.
Thanks, Mae and Sian, for that.
Hi, my name is Sinead. I'm a speaker from Choice Ireland. When we were coming up with our name for Choice Ireland, a friend of mine sent me a text message with a very interesting quote. It is our ability to choose that makes us human. But what use is this ability unless we have the freedom to choose? And that is exactly why we're here today. We're here to talk about choice. We're here in support of a young woman who's been prevented from making a choice by the state. We're here to talk about how the state has chosen to fail to legislate for X and D and forced women to be dragged through the courts in incredibly stressful situations. We are here to talk about the lack of choice facing women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. In Ireland today, it is neither a viable choice to terminate your pregnancy or to continue it. We are here to talk about the lack of genuine choice about their fertility and reproductive choices available to women. We are here to talk about the lack of education. Without education, we cannot make informed choices. Today, we are here to talk about the restrictions placed by state institutions, our hospitals, our governments, the church, on our freedom to make our choices. Today, we are asking for choice. Okay, a lot of my colleagues have talked about Miss D. We know that she's 17, we know her baby suffers from anencephaly, we know that her child won't live that long outside the womb. But really, what this whole thing sums up to is Miss D is a young woman who has made a choice. And the state has interfered with that choice. Miss D has made the choice that she feels will be best for her psychological well-being. I think, as Shona said, if she had decided to keep that child to term, that would have been her choice, but she has made her choice. What right have we, have the government, have the HSE got to interfere with her choice? No woman should have to endure the hardship and the stress of carrying to term a child that will not survive outside the womb if she doesn't want to. By preventing Miss D from travelling, the Irish government are defining the women by their status as a uterine incubator rather than individuals entitled to basic human rights. Today we are calling for choice, to give women the freedom to choose whatever they feel is best for them. To quote William James, when you have a choice and don't make it, that is a choice in itself. By not choosing to legislate for X and for D, the government are too many other children, rape, incest, or simply because they don't want to have a child at that point in their lives. All of these are valid reasons to make that choice, and by continuing to honour the Eighth Amendment, women are denying that freedom. According to the IFPA, between January 1980 and December 2004, at least 117,673 women travelled overseas to access abortion. It's about 5,000 to 7,000 women a year. Now, that to me is just a number, so I thought, how many women actually is that? So I messed around on Google a bit. It's 1.5 times the capacity of Croke Park. Think of Croke Park in a packed Dublin match. Think of how that looks. Think of that and half times again. That is the number of women who have been forced to travel clandestine and at great financial cost over to England to exercise their right to choose. The cost of an abortion in England is completely prohibited, sometimes costing upward of €1,000. That's without your travel and your accommodation. And by forcing women to travel, the process is often delayed, forcing women to have later and later term abortions. Psychologists will tell you, and doctors as well, that the sooner a woman has an abortion, the less the psychological and physical implications for her. By delaying a woman's right to choose, the Irish government are putting Irish women at even more risk than they already are. And these are the women who don't have visas to leave the country. They don't have a choice. According to the WHO, unsafe abortions account for at least 13% of global mortality. That's 1 in 8 maternal deaths. Do we want that to start happening in Ireland? Is that a choice that we want to make? Clearly, without allowing women free, safe and legal abortion in Ireland, we are imposing huge restrictions and additional burdens on many Irish women, or completely cutting off their reproductive choice and forcing them to choose illegal backstreet abortions which put them at further risk. Many would argue that by giving women in Ireland the right to choose, that more women will have abortions. This isn't true. In the Netherlands, for example, who have completely liberal abortion laws, they have only 5.5 abortions per 1,000. That's actually lower than we have.
A speaker to read out a statement from Doctors for Choice and Psychologists for Choice, who weren't able to come along in the end.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to get speakers from Doctors for Choice or Psychologists for Choice here today, but they sent us statements, and I'm going to read them out on their behalf in solidarity with Ms. D. This first statement is from Doctors for Choice. Doctors for Choice advocates for safe and legal abortion in Ireland. In the current case, Ms. D should be offered a termination of pregnancy in a publicly funded Irish unit. This would ensure that she receives local medical and social care with the necessary follow-up as is appropriate. Anencephaly is an abnormal development of the brain and skull, which occurs during the first few weeks of pregnancy. The upper part of the brain and its protective skull are missing, and the lower part of the brain and the base of the skull are not properly formed. It is clear that there has been support from Irish obstetricians for this course of action. In 2002, two of the masters of the Dublin maternity hospitals acknowledged that they would prefer to see terminations of pregnancies offered in Ireland to women who were affected by fetal anomaly. It is time to end the political hypocrisy surrounding the matter of abortion and women's health care in this country. We call on the leaders of the political parties to respond to our statement that Ms. D be offered a termination of pregnancy in Ireland. So that's from Doctors of Choice, from Psychologists for Choice. We are extremely concerned for this young, vulnerable, extremely brave woman. It should be abundantly clear that this woman should be afforded the respect to let her make her own decision to obtain an abortion, and that she should be available. This should be available abroad or in Ireland, should she so wish, and publicly funded by the HSE. Last year, at the European Court of Human Rights, in the case of D versus Ireland, government lawyers accepted that Irish law might actually permit abortion of fetuses that suffer from lethal abnormalities. D was an Irish woman forced to travel to Britain for an abortion of twins, one of whom was dead and the other which was suffering from a genetic condition, which meant that she would not live more than a few days after birth. In 2002,
We're here today in support of Ms. D, in support of a freedom of information for women, of the right to make your own decision, the right to choose. Legislation is needed to secure this right, the right to make your own choice. Legislation is needed in all areas of crisis pregnancy services. We are calling for regulation of all pregnancy counselling services so that bogus agencies are not allowed to operate. A bogus crisis pregnancy service, or rogue agency, is an agency that targets women who are looking for an abortion in Ireland. It is an agency that poses as pro-choice, but is in fact fanatically pro-life. One such rogue agency exists at 50 Upper Dorset Street in Dublin. We are calling for an immediate shutdown of 50 Upper Dorset Street. Women deserve not to be lied to. Women deserve to be treated with respect, to be able to make an informed choice, free from fanatical groups with a separate agenda. The rogue agency at 50 Upper Dorset Street include that abortion increases, in fact quadruples, the risk of breast cancer. That it is impossible to get an abortion before 2 months. That having an abortion will turn you into a child abuser. That having an abortion will cause frigidity and also promiscuity, not a nice combination. That having an abortion will bring depression into your family genetically. And also that it is impossible to get pregnant from a rape. They use tactics such as making you hold a model of your baby, leaving the room, showing you videos of abortion tools, and showing you pictures of aborted fetuses. They try to delay a woman's abortion for as long as possible by making her get an ultrasound in a private clinic, which takes 3 weeks before your next abortion, but is actually a pro-life agency. This is deception. Women deserve better than this. As it stands in Irish law, regulation of pregnancy counselling services only applies to non-directive agencies, that is, those agencies who give information on abortion services. All other agencies are free to terrorise women in crisis situations with methods ranging from psychological bullying to giving dangerously incorrect medical information. In fact, Mary Harney said there is no need to regulate this in law, that awareness is the key. This is not good enough. We call for the regulation of all pregnancy counselling services to ensure that women can make their informed choice. So far, we ourselves have shut down this rogue agency 4 times using direct action. It is not acceptable that this agency can continue to lure women under false pretenses who may be considering an abortion to psychologically abuse them and to lie to them about their choices. This is part of the issue of choice. We believe women have the right to make their own choice when dealing with a crisis pregnancy. We are here in support of Miss D, who is being denied the right to make her own choice. This is part of the issue of respect, the issue of honesty, and the issue of women having a real choice. Thank you.